they fell on their faces, and they said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." If you keep going down, you'll see in verse 41, said that, and Elijah said unto him, "Get thee up, eat and drink, for there's a sound of abundance of rain." There was a 3.5-year drought. Rain came. Why? Because a man stood for God, and God brought down rain again. You know what that was? You know what that rain is? That's revival. We need revival. I need revival. You need revival. America needs revival. These teenagers need revival. Amen? Heavenly Father, I pray that, Lord, I know with all my heart you put the scripture in my heart. That one little phrase just caught me. Those four little words just stuck to my soul. And Lord, I pray today, as you put it in my heart, I pray I can put it in their heart. Help us let things be known, Father. Help people to know us by what we let things are known. Help us to stand, I pray. Bless the revival coming up. I pray, dear God, we'd have a tremendous revival. I pray, Father, that you'll anoint Dr. Roy Thompson, give him messages every night that would challenge our lives for the cause of Christ. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Verse 36, those words, "let it be known." We need to let people know where we stand on the things of God. You know, Psalms 107, verse 2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let me read that again. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You know, there's a lot of Christians, they ain't saying anything. I think it's about time all us Christians, young and old alike, start saying so. Amen. Can anyone say amen?
Amen?
By the way, I preach faster when you amen me.
Amen.
Amen. I want to thank Pastor Dave for filling in with me for me last week, too. I got that 36-hour virus, whatever it was, and boy, I think Mona just had it, too. And well, I don't know what, it just knocked me down and laid in bed for 3 days, and then I'm back. Now, ornery as ever, amen? When you study this, you study the scripture, you'll notice when you study these chapters, you'll find that King Ahab was the most wickedest king they ever had. He loved the principles and the things of God, and the people followed him. And the man of God, Elijah, stood up and said, "No, I'm sick of this sin."
Amen.
See, we need to get sick of sin.
Yes,
and the man Elijah said no, and he prayed, and he stopped the water. He asked God to stop the waterworks for 3.5 years, and God did. Why don't you hold your hand there. Look at 1 Kings 16:33. Look at 1 Kings 16:33, and then go. And Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. You think God was mad then? I wonder how mad he is now with America, the way things in America are doing. Look at chapter 17, verse 1. Chapter 17, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth," man, I'm glad our God lives. I'm glad he ain't got a dead God, a false God, a make-believe God, amen? "As the Lord God liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." And for 3.5 years, they didn't have any rain. And, that their sin, by the way, when you don't have rain, the farmer knows what I'm talking about, you don't have no crops. You don't have no rain, you don't have no crops, then you got a famine. Did you know something? Sin always brings a famine in people's lives. See, there was a drought there, but I'm going to tell you, that drought came not more than not the rain. The sin brought that on. I'll tell you right now, don't be surprised if America has all kinds of plagues on it because of all their sinful ways. Sin always brings a famine in people's life. Look up here. If you're out there doing a lot of rotten sin and you know it, I'm going to tell you right now, don't be surprised if you have a famine in your life. The Bible says in Proverbs 13:15, "The way of the transgressor is hard." Now, in the midst of all that evil and all that sin and false worship and worshiping Baal and in the groves. Elijah took a stand for righteousness. We need some people today to take a stand for righteousness. Because I'm telling you, we're living in some wicked days. And I'll tell you, I think the only thing that's going to... Righteousness exalts a nation, sends a reproach to any people. If we're going to stem the tide, if we're going to have any chance of turning it around, it's going to take righteousness to turn it. You know, did you ever notice when you stand for right, it's not always popular? Brother Dave mentioned, I have no idea what he's going to speak on his Sunday school. He has no idea what I'm preaching. If you came to Sunday school, you're going to probably get a double whammy because a lot of things he preached is exactly what I preached. I said, man, how did he get my notes? Same Holy Spirit. And somehow God bears witness all the time. Do you know what? When you take a stand, the world doesn't like you taking a stand. Look at 1 Kings 18. Look at verse 17 and 18. And it came to pass, and it always does, by the way. Are you in 1 Kings 18 with me? Verse 17? And it came to pass that him that escapeth the sword of... I'm in chapter 19. Hold on, let me get to 18. Here we go. And it came to pass. That's the first mistake I made in the last 5 minutes. Amen. And it came to pass, I'm in chapter 18, verse 17, he saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? Brother Mike, he was blaming Elijah for all their troubles. By the way, the liberal press always blames the fundamentalists. Hey, it's your fault. It's you right-wingers that yell about all this fundamentalism, killing, always mad because we kill babies in abortion, always mad because we think it's right for queers to be together. No, it's not right. Boy, they get mad. You know, when you take a stand for righteousness, don't be surprised if people get upset with you. They're going to get upset. I don't want them to be upset. But you know what? Because people are getting more and more upset all the time, less and less Christians are standing. See, we're the silent group now. Elijah said, no, I'm not. I'm going to let it be known. I'm going to let it be known. Robbie, we need to let it be known. You teenagers, you need to let it be known when you're out with your friends. No, I'm not smoking. I'm not drinking. I'm not going to have sex before marriage. I'm going to let it be known right now. You're not touching me. Amen. Let it be known. Stand for righteousness. Look at verse 18. And he answered, Elijah said to King Ahab, I've not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord. Thou hast followed... See, Brother Mark, it's not the fundamentalists, the Bible believers that's caused the trouble. It's the lost world and all their sinful ways. And Miss Betty, the reason they're doing it, because we preachers all through America have quit preaching. They have, Brother Mike. And Christians have quit, like where you work, do they know where you stand? Have you let it be known where you work? Have you let it be known where you stand on the issues? You should. I'm not saying you got to run it down their throat, but I'll tell you one thing. They ought to know where you stand. Let it be known. And so Elijah says, man, King, it's not my fault. It's your fault. Don't blame me for God's judgment and sin. You know, Ahab says, you're a troublemaker. You're a troublemaker. You know, I'm going to be a troublemaker for God. Amen. Did you ever notice that people walk in darkness? They do not like the people of light. Jesus said, we're the children of light. We that are saved. John 3:19 says, men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. You know, Elijah wanted to let it be known to Ahab and all the people where he stood for God. We need some Christians today.
We need some Christians today and some preachers today and some Sunday school teachers today and some deacons today. We need and a whole bunch of fundamental Baptists today. We need some Christians today to take a stand for Christ. And let it be known what you believe, why you believe it, from the Scriptures. Pastor David brought a great message on. We need to know, study the Scriptures. We know it because the Scriptures teach it. You know, we need to let people see that. Look at 1 Kings 18:21. Elijah said, he came unto all the people and said, "How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." You know what? I think it's time for America. I think God's saying to all the Christians in America, how long are you going to halt between two opinions? Amen. Hey, America! Hey, you Christians down there! When are you going to take a stand? Hey, hasn't it went far enough? Hasn't it went so far to wrong? How much are you going to let it go before you speak out for righteousness? I notice I've been speaking out at these little town meetings. I'm glad. Amen. That might not even be about the Bible, but they're standing for. I'm glad to be an American. Yeah. I don't want to lose my sovereignty. Yeah. I don't want to give. I don't want all this stuff they're trying to cram down our throat. Yeah, right. The one world government and everything else. Yep. Hello? Amen. You know, we need to. How long? Listen, let me ask you something. How long are you going to halt between two opinions? Either God's God or God's not. Either this Bible's true or it's not true. But if God is real and the Bible's true, then Brother Mark, we need to take a stand on it. Brother Bruce, if it's really real, if it's right and it's from God, then we ought to be standing. Amen? Listen to me. There are more fence straddlers. There's more fence straddlers in Christianity today than I've ever seen in my life. I'm telling you. Yeah, it's about time we let people know where we stand. Now, I don't say you go and scream and yell in someone's face. Don't misunderstand me. But, you know, just the way we live our lives and how we take a stand, how we dress, how we talk, how we do our walk, our daily life, our character, our integrity. That's, you know, a lot of times a picture speaks more than 1,000 words. We ought to be a picture to what people ought to see. You notice, but did you notice in verse 21 too? He said, "If the Lord be God, follow him. If Baal, then follow him." But look at the people. And the people answered him what? Not a word. They answered him not a word. That's the average Christian today. The average Christian's not, Annie, they're afraid to speak up. To me, this is a picture of 2009 in America. The people answered him, not a word. I'm going to tell you right now, Brother Jack, it's about time we start saying a word. It's about time Christians start saying, no, there is a heaven, there is a hell. Amen. No, if you don't get saved. I witnessed to a guy, I think it was Thursday. I gave him a train. He was a big fellow, real big, kind of a big fellow. He was a big guy. And I said, "Hey, big guy, I want to give you this. I want you to read about it." I said, "I want to ask you a question. Do you know if you die, if you go to heaven or hell?" He said, I'm probably going to hell. He said, my girlfriend's always telling me that to go there. And I grabbed him, I hugged him, I said, "That's a pretty good answer." I said, "But, unless you're saved, you are going to go there because there really is a hell." Yeah. I said, "You know, you guys can joke about it and play around it." But I said, boy, he looked at me and I said, "No, if you don't get saved, you will go to that place." And it's, by the way, there's no beer parties there.
That's right.
There's no. It's all. The Bible says they're wailing and gnashing of the teeth.
Right.
You know, some days we ought to just get up and say, "God, thank you for saving me from hell."
Amen.
I think we forget what God has done for us a lot of times. We need to start speaking out. I'll tell you why Christians are silent. Can I tell you why Christians are silent? They're backslidden. Want to tell you why they're cold-hearted,
yes,
and they're worldly. Yes. Pastor Dave mentioned something in Sunday school. He talked about the cell phones. People are so caught up with the things of the world. That's why a lot of you come in here with your cell phones on, you forget about that you're going to church. Bobby, we're so worried we're going to miss a phone call. Are you with me? And we can't even give God about 35, 40 minutes without the world. Let the world out of your life. Get Christ in your life. I know we got to live in it, but we don't have to be part of it. Bible says, set your affections on things above, not on things on earth. You know, we need to start letting people know, let it be known where we stand on pornography. I'm going to tell you right now, pornography is wicked. And if you're, and by the way, it's getting into churches. I don't care if you're young or old here. If you're looking at pornography, I'm going to tell you right now, you're wrecking your life and your people, family, and it's abomination of God. It's against God. And we need to let people know, no, I'm not going to look at that evil. I'm not going to look at smut. We need to stand out against abortion. Isn't it amazing when we have presidents that have moral integrity? Boy, when they wanted to put Supreme Court justice that would vote against Roe versus Wade, boy, they all fought against it. But boy, you get the liberals in, man, they don't want you to bring it up at all. No, just let them come in. It doesn't matter. It does matter. It matters. We've killed over 50 million people. Over 50 million babies been killed in abortion in America. You think America is not going to be judged for that? And you know what? We need to let it be known. Brother Coolidge, we need to be Marines like some of you guys. We need to let it be known. We're too silent. Well, you got your own rights, preacher. You ain't got no rights. The baby belongs to God. God's our creator. No, you don't give life. God gives life. And God's the one to take her. He's a giver and a taker. You ain't got nothing to do with God, taking someone's life. Well, it's my baby. No, it's not your baby. It's God's creation. We need to let people know how we stand on alcohol. Habakkuk 2:15. I just quoted this to a man not too long ago. Habakkuk 2:15. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink that putteth a bottle to him. Well, I won't drink, preacher, but I'll buy him alcohol. You're stupid. Yeah. I'm just letting it be known. Yep. Woe unto them that the Bible says you're giving people alcohol. That's why I couldn't be a waitress in a restaurant that served alcohol, because I would not want a God's curse on me. Hello? Getting quiet in here now, isn't it? Well, the preacher's letting it be known, isn't he? See, some of you got alcohol in your home. You ought to go home and take it and throw it down the drain, clean your stinking drains out with it. It's what it's good for. Well, I want a little bit for my stomach's sake. You got more in your stomach than that, pal. See, it's about time. Look up here. America's in trouble. I know Jesus is coming back, and I understand. I understand that our time's running out. But I think, Brother Mark, I know he's coming back, and I know that we're close to the rapture, and I know tribulation's coming, and it's going to be the worst time ever came on this earth. But it doesn't give us excuse, Brother Carl, not to take a stand. We ought to still let, Brother Billy, you're a young preacher, let it be known. 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 I think it's time in 2009, Brother Mike, that Christians stand and say, let it be known. Let people know where you stand. I'll get you guys real excited on this one. Because this blessed me this week. This just blessed me off my blesser. There's a couple guys, there's a guy in this church that got saved about a little over a year ago. One day we were going to Mansfield, me and Coolidge and some bunch of guys, and a bunch of us, and Rod, I think Rod was there, but between three of us, we showed this young Christian the truth about tithing. We showed him how Malachi over 3:8-10 says, would a man rob God? We showed him that the Leviticus 27:30 says the tithe is the Lord and it's holy. We showed them over in Proverbs 3:9 how it says that we're to honor the Lord with our increase from the first fruits of our substance. Hello? We told him that we showed him in Leviticus how it says that one-tenth is the Lord's and it's holy. We showed him 1 Corinthians 16:2 says on the first day of the week, bring in the Lord and the Lord's storehouse, how the Lord's prospered you. And we taught the whole for an hour and 15 minutes going. He just said, teach me more. And I said, yeah, I'll teach you. He got that down in his soul. And I'm going to tell you right now, he lets it be known about tithing. I had a fellow come to me this week and hand me his tithe. He said, preacher, I didn't pay last month. And I really, this one boy I'm talking about, I won't tell you his name, his initials is Kenny. And he said, Mike said, man, preacher, Kenny got on my case real bad. He said, I'm going to give God first. You know why Mike did that? You know why Mike did right? Because he let it be known. Are you still with me? I remember when Pastor Dave's a big time tither now. He gets over his tithe. But when he first married Tammy, he was never a tither. But Tammy Lynn got it down in her deep about tithing. You see, her daddy taught her tithing. See, but can I say something to you folks? Bobby, I just don't teach it. I practice it. Anybody can say something. It's when you live it. It's when you don't have all the money for the house payment or electric bill, and you still put your tithe in and trust God for it. I remember that one month Ken says, preacher, I can't tithe this month. I said, okay, Ken, you're going against God. He put in part of it. I didn't say a word to him. That afternoon he came and said, hey, preacher, I can't cheat God. It'll work out somehow. Amen. Amen? And it did work out. Now, let me say something to you. By the way, he's not perfect. He's not perfect. We're still working on him. By the way, I was saved 40 years ago. God's still working on me. And if you'd be honest, your feet stink too. Because we're all just a bunch of dust that God saved. We're all but men. Amen? But anyways, getting back to Pastor Dave. I'm going to pick him. He first got married, boy. He didn't want to tithe. Tammy said, Dave, we're going to tithe. I don't care if we have a dime for food. We'll eat at dad's and mom's. But we're going to. And they've been doing it for 15 years now. They've been eating at mom and dad's. But I don't care. You're the head of the house, but we're going to tithe. Because, see, it's down deep in her soul. You say, why are you preaching? Because, look up here. I found something out in my life, Brother Carl. If a man will love God enough to tithe, God will show him other things. And you say, well, if I was a millionaire, I'd tithe. You're a liar, and your pants are on fire. If you won't tithe on $100, which is only 10 bucks, you're going to tell me you're going to tithe on a million? Buddy, if you tell me that, I'm going to sell you a bridge in New York. You know, here's where it is. And see, when a man was going to say, I'm going to trust God. God saved my, you trust him with your soul. It's hard. It's Kenny. I'm telling you right now. Me and Rosie have, we faced it. And preachers made some money on that van I sold this week, buddy. The first thing I did, I took the profit out and I tithe. I've got extra money today because of that van I made money on. Amen. He got a check for $500. Some woman, $512. Someone hit him in over some other street and he got $512. He said, "Hey, preacher, what's my tithe on $512?" I said, $51.20. He said, I'll give 52 and I'll be right over. You always see me giving them envelopes. It's because they just feel like they need to come so they don't spend. They bring the money to the preacher. We put their envelopes out, put their names out and put it in. And then I give them to them on Sundays. Amen. You say, wow. No, he will eventually by himself. Eventually he won't need to do that, but right now it's a strength in his life. But what I'm proud about is this. See, he got that so deep in his heart, Brother Coolidge. Everyone he talks to, he's a Kenny's dead. Oh, he's got a ton. Oh, this guy's far from being perfect. I'm going to tell you that right now. He's a basket case. He's worse than I am. But he's got tithing down. I'll tell you one thing. You talk to Kenny about tithing, he's going to let it be known. And that's why I'm using that. That's what made me think about this, Kenny. Let it be known. Look up here. I'm talking to you about it. I'm talking to you about it. Four words. Let it be known. See, he lets it be known. Brother Mike, you bless. I don't have my badge on today. Wow. Brother Mike, we both usually wear our badge. Because we want people that we let it be known. Hey, we're excited about Christ. See, people, believe it or not, if you'd let it be known where you stand for God, people wouldn't cuss in front of you. If you let it be known where you stand, people wouldn't use God's name in vain in front of you. If you let it be known where you stand, people wouldn't say filthy jokes in front of you. Matter of fact, if you let it be known where you stand, a lot of times people will get convicted and they'll start standing with you. I remember years ago, as I used to, I was a preacher, but I was still working at Allied Chemical. And I'd witnessed. And there was a good man. He was a real little fellow. I can't remember. I think his first name was Bob. And he was a Christian. He went to Christianary Mission Alliance Church. He was a sweet guy, just a real good guy. And he came up to me. He said, "Boy, I really like it when you witness for Jesus." He said, "I'm just too shy." He said, "But boy, I'm glad you're doing it, preacher." Can I tell you something? He was a good man, and he really did. But he I didn't. And I said, "God bless you, Brother Don." That was, his name was Don. I said, "God bless you, Donnie. I'm going to pray that the Lord give you some boldness to take a stand also." Because I said, "Can you imagine, Donnie, if you stood and I stood both, we have two of us stand instead of just one." I'm going to tell you right now, America's in trouble. And it's about time we as Christians, we need to start letting people know where, let it be known where we stand. Hello? And Elijah, he said, "I'm going to let it be known." Notice, let it be known. Let it be known. People need to know where you stand on the issues of life. So let him know it. Listen, Elijah let it be known where he stood and then and where God was. And Elijah stood behind God's word. Do we? I'm going to close with these thoughts. Do we stand on God's word? I think the reason we don't let people know where we let it be known, we don't really know it ourselves and we don't believe it ourselves. How big is your God? How big is your God? See, when you really have a big God, you let it be known. I shared with the church Wednesday, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they let it be known. They said, "Let it be known this day. Whether God saves or not, we're not going to bow down to you." Remember they put them in the furnace fire? But before they went, Brother Brian, they said, "Let it be known this. We're not going to bow down no matter if we get burned up or not. We're not going to bow down." See, they had faith in their God. We lack faith. Hello? We lack faith and you lack faith, and that's why you're reluctant to speak up sometimes. And that's the truth. Look at verse 37 of 1 Kings 17. Look at verse 37. "Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God." Let me see that. That the people may know that thou art the Lord God. We need to let people know that we know God. And then we need to let them see the hand of God in our life. Look at verse 38. "And then the fire fell." What do you need to fall for you? What do you need to, what do you need to have fall for you? Some of you need a job to fall. The fire fell. The fire fell. Why don't you be making it known to God? I need a job. I need finances. I need health. I need I need courage to witness. I need to witness to my family. I need someone to be saved. Why don't the Bible says, make your request be known unto God, Philippians 4:6. How many are still with me? You need to, listen, we need the fire of God to come down and let it be known. Look up here. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to let it be known. We're not borrowing money. We're not going to borrow money to build that building. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm letting it be known to God. God, I told the people. Lord, I told these people, and I'm going to tell you right in front of God right now. Can I talk to God while you're here? Lord, just like Elijah did in front of those people, I'm letting it be known that I told them that you told me that you'd give us the money for that building, that we didn't have to borrow. So God, before these people on this day right now, I'm letting it be known again. I'm counting on you and trusting you to bring down that money because, Lord, you told me you would. I'm not backing down from that. And when it comes, and it will, you're going to say, wow. No. Boy, can he do things for a preacher. No, he can do it for every one of you. We just, you know what the trouble is? We don't have faith sometimes, Arlene. I was telling the church Wednesday, God spoke to me and I was laying there. I think it's why he got me sick. So I'd lay in bed and think for a while. He said, you're lacking faith. You've given up on the vision. You're giving up on your dream because nothing's happened. You know what? Some of you have given up on that. Don't you give up on that vision. Don't you give up on it. Look up here. Some of you got a dream for other things in your life. You got a dream. Don't give up on that. Don't give up on it. Don't give up on it. Don't give up on your dream. God can do that. He can. He can. And he will. Have faith. Believe God. He can do all things. We lack faith. We give up too easy. We turn tail. We quit. I give, God. We need to have some stickability and some standability. And we need to have some people say, I'm going to let it be known right now. Whether he doesn't, I'm not turning. Amen? People saw the fire and it fell. Let me say this to you. Look at that verse 39. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. I'm all done. Let me say this to you. Look up here. When God brings that money, Bobby, people are going to be down saying, oh, God, thank you. Oh, God, I didn't think we could do it, but oh, God, you did do it. Look up here. I shared with them when we sent those 1,000 balloons up, and I said, the Lord put in my mouth, there'd be 1,000 people. And we had over 1,000 that day, and a lot of people were crying, including me that day. Preacher, we wanted to believe, but we didn't think God could bring 1,000 people on this property with just a tent up there. I'm going to tell you, God can do anything. Let it be known. See, I spoke, and God said, let it be known. 1,000 people, we showed up, and they did. You know what? Now, look up here. God don't want us to be, now, young preacher, God don't want us to be foolish. Don't make some crazy statements. Go home, Jimmy says, do you hear what you did, Bobby? Because your wife is always the first one to ask Brother David. He'll tell you. You preachers, your wife is your best critic and your best friend, by the way, too. Your wife sometimes will keep you out of trouble. There's been times Rosie's come and said, now, honey, you know, I never tell you what to do, but maybe you ought to just pull back just a little bit. God uses our wives many times to be like the Holy Spirit to help us. I want to say this to you. Did you notice he let it be known and fire fell? Get this, this is the whole truth I'm going to give you, Mike. Why did the fire fall? Because he let it be known, his stand. He said, God, I'm asking for fire. He let it known before the fire. He said, God's going to bring fire down. Go ahead and put all the 12 barrels. Put a lot. I mean, saturate it with water. I don't care. Not got nothing to God. We get so worried about the worldly elements of the world. We say, oh man, that's impossible for God. Look at all the obstacles. There ain't no obstacles for God. Are you kidding me?
Right.
He brought the earth into existence. Yeah. He hung all the stars and the planets. And we think something in our life is so big for God. Find his will. Know his will. Do his will. I'm telling you, God's will is that we believe God, that he's going to provide the money, and we're going to build a building out there, and we're going to have it. Wes, when we build the building, you and Carl help me build it. Those McDaniel boys, they're still good carpenters. And Wes makes a great Santa Claus, too, on Christmas time. You still do Santa Claus? No. He came to my house one year dressed up as Santa Claus and gave me a present. I said, thank you, Santa. Who says there's no Santa? I said, look up here. The reason God doesn't bring fire down, because we never trust him to do it. See, the reason those people were moved is because he let it be known before the fire fell. Are you with me? The reason everybody was crying, by the way, when I said there was going to be 1,000 people, I'm going to be honest with you, that just came out of my mouth. It wasn't something that I was sitting there thinking about in my house to say. I mean, it just, because Rolly says, did you hear what you said? I said, I know, I heard what I said, but I didn't say it. It wasn't me. It wasn't my fault. It was God's. Because there'll be times that he puts things in your mouth. It just come. You say, oh, my lands. Boy, you think I didn't pray then?
Yeah.
I said, God, you said, 1,000. There's not even a road out there, God. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to give you this. The people got down and they went back to God. You know why? They saw fire fall. How many people's lives are being changed by our lives because they're seeing fire fall? How many people are we taking a stand for certain things in your life? I'm not just talking about the bill. I'm talking about things in your personal life that you know that God wants. And you let it be known. No, I'm going to wait on God for this car. Or no, I'm going to wait on this. I'm going to wait on this. Or I'm going to wait for God to do this. Are you with me? No, we're not going to do that. No, I'm not going to let you touch me. You teenagers, listen to me. Don't you let no boys touch you. Oh, I love you, honey buns. You're the only one in my life. They told it to the girl right the day before you. They just want to take advantage of you. They touch you, say, I'm going to tell preacher. Send them over to me. I'll have a nice talk with them. In my office, me and them, by ourselves. I'll show them how to touch. You come near my grandbabies. The break of your arms. when Tammy was at Lighthouse, poor Tammy Lynn. She's so pretty. All the boys liked her. I would work up spit and slobber and let it go. I said, you touch my arm, you come here, I'm gonna kill you. And I mean, I get right there. I mean, those kids, they were terrified. Tammy going crying, Mom, this got all those kids terrified of me. I said, that's exactly what I want. Cap just getting her face when your twins get, just say, you better get, let it, I mean, just act like a wild man. Don't you come near my Nat Nat or my Tippy Brook or Bailey Ray. Hello. Are you with me? That's how you get them, Bobby. You got your little girl coming up. I mean, just let, you know, wild eyes. See, you let it be known. You let it be known ahead of time. The reason we're not winning people, the reason we're not changing people's lives, because we don't let it be known. I'll close with, where's Tim? Tim Weiss told me. I preached a message about something, about the coming of Christ, and I did some kind of a thing about, you know what, Bert, Tim, I can't remember all the things I preached. But Tim saw me a couple weeks ago. He said, "Preacher," it was about the driver's license. He said, "Preacher, you about 6 months to a year ago, you were ahead of time. You said this, and now they're doing it. Let it be known. Don't be afraid to speak out. We have a great God. Now, when you speak, make sure you're speaking for God. Are you with me? But how many lives could we change, Mike?" Brother Kotiver, how many lives could we change? He turned the whole nation there. Israel came back to God. They had all repentance there. Are you with me? How many people could we change, Rod, if we would just take a godly stand and let it be known what we believe to be true, and let God bring fire down on it? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray with all my heart that we would learn something from Elijah. That we would let things be known. Let things be known in our life. How we stand on the scriptures. How we stand on the issues of life. And Lord, I pray we won't be afraid to take a stand. And Lord, even when people get mad and say we're the troublemakers, like Ahab said to Elijah, "You're the one causing all the trouble." Help us still to stand. Help us to stand and let it be known what thus saith the word of God. Help us have holy conviction. Help us have bold conviction. Help us have wisdom in dealing with people. But God, help us to know you well and to walk with you. And Father, I just pray with all my heart that we would start letting that thing, let it be known. I pray that we'll start letting people be known where we stand, where they stand. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, you here today? I'm going to let it be known to you right now. If you're not saved, if you never saw yourself a lost sinner dying and going to hell, and you've never trusted Christ and asked Christ to save you, you're going to go to hell. The Bible says, unless you're born again, you shall not enter the kingdom of God. So number one, you need to be saved. If you're not saved, you're a fool to walk out of here not being saved. You're going to go to hell without Christ. I'm letting you know right now. You die without Christ, you're going to die and go to hell. I'm letting you know right now, ahead of time, you better get saved. Christians, you've been straddling the fence too long. There's a lot of issues in your life that you've been straddling the fence. It's about time you say, you know what? If the Lord be God, follow him. I'm going to follow him. Some of you have got some issues in your life and you know God spoke to you about, yet you've been turning a cheek to God. I wonder today if God got a hold of your heart and you'd say, you know what? God spoke to me, preacher, while you were preaching. There are some things in my life I need to get back where God wants. Pray for me. Who'd say that? Yes, 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 yes. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Pray for me. Maybe you're here and you've never been saved. And you say, Pastor, I don't want to die and go to hell. I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for me. Who'd say that? Just raise your hand and put it back down. I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for me. Anyone like that? Just raise your hand and put it back down. I see a hand right there. Yeah, good. That's important. Most important thing in your life. Any soul winners, get ready. Heavenly Father, I pray with all my heart that people be saved today. And I pray, Holy Spirit of God, I pray that you'd give Holy Spirit conviction to these Christians. Help these silent Christians to start taking a stand. Lord, help them to have convictions to start living the convictions. And then, Lord, standing on them. Help them to let it be known so they can see fire. Lord, let the fire come down in their life. And Lord, let the fire come down so they can affect other people's lives around them. The fire's not falling. People's lives are not being affected because we're not letting it be known.
Help us to make a difference, to be let it be known so fire can fall. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse. If you'd like to come for any reason, you come right now. The fire needs to fall. God's just waiting for us to take a stand. The reason people's lives aren't being affected because we're not taking a stand. We're silent. We need to let it be known. We need to let it be known. You watch, when you start taking a stand, letting it be known, the fire will fall. It happens, don't it, Brother Mike? You take a stand, the fire falls. The reason it's not falling, people aren't standing. And they're not letting it be known. We're going to sing one more verse. We come on this next verse. Have thine own way.
Have thine own way.
You want to come, you come. You need to be baptized, you come. Some of you need to come and get baptized. You're saved. Get that biblical baptism. Would you come right now?